The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Now we step into agribusiness innovations with Mr. Jody White and his guests today. Good morning to you, Jody.
Hi, Tosca. Morning. Morning, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to another installment of Agribusiness Innovation. Of course, we are live on Freedom 106.5 FM. Now, a couple years ago, there was the Agri Expo that happened in the Savannah. And, you know, it was such an exciting event because it brought together all elements of the agriculture value chain in Trinidad. You know, there were farmers from all different types of backgrounds, from people who did fish to people who did actual crops. There were service providers in the industry. There were agro-processors. There were people selling food, equipment providers. So it was such a good meeting of the entire value chain. And it was such an encouraging family event that I thought today we would bring on some guests from the Ministry of Agriculture to tell us all about the expo that is actually happening this year. Because it's good that we can showcase what is happening in the industry. It also provides a very good networking opportunity for all different players in the industry. And it's good for the public as a whole to actually be able to come together and interact with, you know, people in the industry. I think that the last time that it was there, kids enjoyed things like petting zoos, being able to sit in tractors, having many visual displays, many samples of food. So this year's Agri Expo that is happening, I believe, in August, is very, very important for the development of the sector as a whole. So as we wait for our guests to come in with us, we would definitely kind of retouch on what happened in the Agri Expo over the last, you know, there was 2 years ago. I don't think there was one last year. But definitely, this year's Agri Expo, it is not an exhibition. It's a platform that showcases the incredible stakeholders in the agricultural sector. And it is from the 16th to the 18th. And it is going to be in the Queen's Park Savannah. And there are actually business-to-business opportunities whereby if you do have a business and, you know, you want to meet maybe a supplier or a retailer or a reseller or something, there are opportunities for that business-to-business interaction. I am seeing a lot of details that the ministry is advertising on their Facebook page. And they actually have some pretty good prizes. I see that there is a best livestock competition prize where livestock farmers can actually come together and win cash prizes for things like best milking cow, best dairy bull, best ram, best dairy buck. You know, and the prizes start at, well, $50,000 for the best milking cow. Wow. Second place, $20,000. Third place, $10,000. So that is actually pretty impressive. So for persons who are actually looking at getting into agriculture, who are currently in agriculture, this is a very, very good opportunity. Now, we actually have our guest with us, one of the ministers of agriculture, the Honorable Avinash Singh. Honorable Singh, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mr. White, and good morning to your listeners. It's a pleasure to be here. Again, Avinash Singh, Minister in the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries.
And most importantly, not just Minister of Agriculture, a farmer yourself. So thank you for joining us. And I asked you to come in because I wanted to give our listeners an introduction on, to me, one of the most fabulous things that happened to the agriculture industry, which is the Agri Expo. So could you please tell our listeners, what is the Agri Expo?
All right, Jody. So basically, in 2021, CARICOM took the decision to have a CARICOM Agricultural Expo, and this was held in Guyana. Now, at that time, the Honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, or Minister of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries, Senator the Honorable Haji Kazim Hussein, and myself went to Guyana. We participated fully in that Agri Expo. Coming out of that, Trinidad and Tobago then hosted Agri Expo 2 in 2022 in Trinidad and Tobago, where it attracted over 30,000 participants, over 350 exhibitors, and a lot of participation from our regional players and partners. Last year, we were supposed to have Agri Expo. Of course, there were some challenges because it clashed with the cricket season, and the venues that we were looking at had some, bookings and whatnot. So we said, let's plan. And in 2024, we are at it again. And the Agri Expo in Trinidad and Tobago is going to be held at Queen's Park Savannah during the period, the 16th, 17th and 18th of August. So this expo, Jody, as you would know, because I know, you know, you have been paying attention, and I know you were a part of the expo in 2022, is really to showcase and bring awareness to the population of what we are doing in Trinidad and Tobago and the CARICOM region as a whole in relation to food and nutrition security. It is going to also be used for our farmers, our agricultural stakeholders, our most important agro-manufacturers, our agri-processors, all persons with innovation in agriculture to really showcase what they are doing. And, you know, it made me remember my first interaction with you, Jody, when somebody told me, hey, have you ever had macaroni made from sweet potato, cassava, or provision flour? I was like, well, no, I haven't. And then Slimlong 360, a company which you were very instrumental in terms of agri-innovation, came to my mind, and I saw it in the groceries. I bought the product, and it was amazing to know that we could have created such a beautiful local product that could really compete on the world market. So it's really for persons like that to showcase what they are doing, and for our young people to see that there is opportunity in the agricultural sector. It's not just the primary production. It's open for, you know, the agro-processors, the agri-entrepreneurs, persons who wants to add value. And of course, there's going to be a farmer's market as well. NAMDEFCO, our executing agency, is going to be hosting their national farmer's market during the period, where farmers can come, you know, sell their produce. And then this year, we're going to have a little twist. This year is going to be even more amazing, Jody. We're actually going to have a livestock competition. So you would see some of that advertisement going out. But that is really, in a nutshell, what this 2024 Agri Expo is going to be.
Now, for the listeners, I'm going to say something, and I want to make it clear. I am not paid to say what I'm going to say. The expo that was held in 2022 was particularly one of the most amazing expos that I have been to, in that not just in terms of quality for Trinidad, but quality on a global scale. How it was laid out, ample parking, just the look of it, the types of vendors that were there, and most importantly for me was the type of experience that my young child had visiting the expo. And the exposure he had, being able to interact with the animals, being able to interact with the machinery. It was such a family occasion. Yes, it was business oriented too, because a lot of business things happen in the industry. But it was such a family occasion that it give families something to do. And I heard of families not just visiting for one day, but coming back again a second day. So Minister Singh, my question is, did you all particularly design this with families in mind?
That's an excellent question, Jody. In fact, I can tell you, when you get to work with a minister like Haji Kazim Hussein, you really get to understand what it truly means to put people first. And if ever anybody has been to his office, they would see that logo is on the wall right where he sits. And when we looked at this Agri-Expo format and then the timing of it, you know, we really wanted it to be not just a business experience, but really a family opportunity to come, because we feel in an economy and a climate now, you know, where children may not know what a bison is. Children may not know where oranges come from or how oranges look. It doesn't look like a paper cartoon from a grocery shelf. And, you know, Jody, you're right. In terms of that interaction from your young child, is the exact sentiment that we got. And that is why Minister Hussein said, you know what, we have to find the best, the biggest venue that Trinidad could offer. Because I oftentimes get the argument, well, why Queen's Park Savannah? And Jody, you know, we have locations, but you really need a venue that can have ample car park facilities, because that is something people really want. The space as well, because you know we're going to have the petting zoo, we're going to have animals on exhibits and on display, we're going to have entertainment, we're going to have a food court, we're going to have, of course, the Namdevco Farmers Market, and then all of the air-conditioned exhibits for persons who are doing great things in agriculture to showcase. This year we're also going to have a dedicated children's area. And that children's area is really to accommodate our children. You know, parents can bring their children and be comforted that we have dot all our I's, cross our T's. And I want to say that Minister Hussein has been relying on a very dedicated, a very young team here at the Ministry of Agriculture. I mean, these young people, Jody, I mean, if you ever interact with them, and I mean, they don't like me to call their names in terms of when we talk, but people should know the team that Minister Hussein has around him is quite a young, vibrant, dynamic team that understands, you know, family orientation, because they themselves are family oriented. And it's really for the signal event for when our Honorable Prime Minister, because last expo encouraged our Prime Minister not to come one day, but he actually came the 3 days. And I remember Prime Minister calling Minister Hussein and Minister calling me, and we were, you know, calling our operators, hey, Prime Minister, ask us to extend this thing when we saw the success, right? Extend the hours, extend the activities, because it was such a success. So this year, again, we have a young team working on the whole logistics and working on the detail. And that to me is really going to be a success for, you know, the full participation. So Jody, I really appreciate the fact that you took the time to bring your child and, you know, have him exposed to the environment of agriculture. And again, it's really, that is what we really look forward to putting out this year again. And that is what the population could look forward to, bigger and better from the last expo.
Honorable Minister, so what are then the objectives of the expo itself?
So this year, Jody, the objective of this agricultural expo is really to promote our food production and consumption, and really to make sure that our entrepreneurs, you know, lead a life of economic growth and food security. So it's for us to understand our food supply chain, and for persons to understand, and they will get to see firsthand that farm-to-table model from producers to consumers, that whole value chain, Jody. And you're a man who understands it. I think you're one of those that really truly understands that that dynamic chain of where the food production goes. Of course, it's to foster our partnerships. Right. You know, we have over 30,000 registered farmers in this country. Right. And it's a really fostered partnership and that direct link between us as the government and our farmers, our processors, our distributors, retailers, and the consumers to really enhance the efficiency and sustainability of the local food supply chain. At this occasion, we also want to showcase the innovative approaches and best practice in strengthening that farm-to-table value chain. So in a nutshell, that if I have to list out the three objectives of this, that is what it's going to be. And of course, I forget to mention, it's free to the population and to the exhibitors. So the exhibitors pay nothing to come and exhibit, and then participants pay nothing to enter and experience all 3 days of the event.
Now, Honorable Minister, so then I hear you mentioning a lot. How do you think this would contribute to the national development agenda?
So in terms of how we see this expo contributing to the national agenda, of course, you know, this government, we operate on our Vision 2030 manual, which has significantly placed agriculture as one of the key pillars of the development of this country. And hence the reason why we, the government, feel that if we have this expo, it is really going to bring our farmers, our fishermen, all our stakeholders across the local food chain together, and really to showcase the suite of products and produce locally manufactured. Because, I mean, I could give you one example, Jody. I met a young lady from Mayaro, and she asked me, "Minister, have you ever tasted pumpkin butter?" So I was like, "Pumpkin butter? What is pumpkin butter?" And she brought a sample over, and you would not believe how healthy and tasty and the quality of that, made totally from pumpkin. Now, if I didn't see her at the Agri Expo, I would have never known Trinidad and Tobago has persons that have that kind of products and that kind of availability of niche market, and I want to say, you know, out of the box thinking. I also see it as a great opportunity to encourage our citizens to support local, and that's the next thing. Because when you come to events like these, and when you come to an expo like this, you will try new things. You will expose your children. I remember I was pictured in the last expo with Minister Hussein and the Prime Minister trying doubles flavored ice cream. I mean, in a normal day, I would never find myself having that. But that, you know, those are the kind of outer box things that you are exposed to. And then there's this company that has really transformed how we know primary production and even agro-processing or agro-processed products to be. There's a company, you know, one of the companies and stakeholders, they're going to be there, and I understand they're going to be launching some new products, but it's the blast froze technology, blast freeze technology of food. And I could tell you, Jody, I went to China just a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and in my suitcase was, of course, pepper sauce from a well-known brand here in Trinidad. And then I also took across some of these innovative products that were blast frozen and packaged nicely. And, you know, it's tomato choker and baigan choker and all these different various products that you just add hot water and you could actually have the full experience of the meal made right here in Trinidad. And of course, you know, locally made pasta, local flour, things that you would not normally find in a regular grocery or supermarket. You come to the Agri Expo and you will be exposed to quite a range of products that are on display. And then you get to interact, you get to build business-to-business arrangements. So it's good not only for consumers, it's good for distributors, it's good for persons who explore marketing opportunities, who wants to supply, you know, the local restaurant sector, tourism sector. I think it's a real opportunity to showcase Trinidad and Tobago's potential on the world stage for our farmers, our agro-processors, our manufacturers, our distributors. All of these things would be in display. So those are some of the things I think would be in direct correlation to our national development agenda and our aim, you know, to also diversify the economy. Because every time somebody talks about diversification, you know, agriculture is not one of those industries where you just flick a switch and all is well. It takes strategic planning, strategic management, and more so sound leadership and guidance from our line minister, you know, who has really reached down to the ground level and say, you know, let us put our stakeholders first. Let us give them the world stage to sell themselves to the world. And that is what we really see as, you know, the direct contribution to the national development agenda. Some of the things that is.
So then, me pulling out some of these snippets of what you said, would you say then that this expo particularly helps to support both local farmers and local agribusinesses in terms of their market access and innovation?
I think you're spot on, and that's actually hitting the nail on the head, because I've in communicating to some of the exhibitors who would have exposed their products for the first time in 2022. In calling some of them, you know, to touch base with them this year, would you imagine some of them have grown so huge? Some of them can't even keep up, and they're looking for expansion opportunities because they actually reached, when they started, they sold their products in one location. Now they actually have to invest in distribution chains, right? I remember one company that does, and I think you're familiar with them also. They do the sweet potato planting, breadfruit chips, and you will find them in all these gas stations and whatnot. And, you know, I was speaking to the owner of that company a few days ago, and she says, you know, Minister, you wouldn't believe what that expo did for me. And now, you know, my marketing strategy has to change because I'm getting so much orders now, raw material. I've signed contracts with farmers to grow for me. So I think you're spot on, Jody. This is an opportunity for our real farmers, our primary producers, to interact and network with the value-added processors. They can make arrangements with our business-to-business setting, and that is where they can go and talk commercializing of their production. And it gives them that opportunity for marketing awareness, brand awareness, right? As I've said, some of these products that you're not going to see anywhere, you're going to find it here. All these local soaps and all these local products, handcraft made from local inputs, a lot of foods made from local ingredients, you're going to find here at this Agri Expo. And it's really to expose the population to that, because as you know, you eat more local, you grow more local, and then you add value to it, and there's a profitability at the end. So spot on, that is something what we hope to also accomplish for our farmers, to have marketing opportunities and for persons to be exposed to all the facilities offered by the ministry. Because while I'm on it, Jody, you would be shocked to know that a lot of farmers may not know. Some do, some do. But once you're a registered farmer, you are actually entitled to 92 categories of incentives and subsidies from the Ministry of Agriculture. And then, you know, we also have the grant and the agro-incentive grant funding available, which all will be the information, the application forms. The ministry staff will be at the expo assisting farmers to fill it out, and agro-processors and entrepreneurs to be able to access these grant facilities and, you know, walk persons through the process of becoming a registered farmer. And all of those things, you know, would really benefit our primary producers and our farmers and all of the persons that that start to benefit from attending this expo.
You know, I want to backtrack on something that you said, and the reason why I'm saying this is that you do hear people saying that we're not doing enough for the agriculture sector, right? And those of us in the sector who know how hard we are trying and how much work we are putting in, I always say that we are doing a lot for the sector. Things may not be perfect, but we are doing a lot. To exhibit in a food show in the U.S., cost you between $7,000 and $15,000 just for the booth. That's not cheap. And how much is it, Mr. Singh, again, for the general, for businesses and so to exhibit here?
So all exhibitors are free. And even this is even including the corporate exhibitors, like the heavy machinery exhibitors. right? It's free for them also. So it's free for the farmers, free for the agro-processors, free for the corporate exhibitors, free for all the agencies. It's totally free. Like I said, people say the government not doing anything for people and whatnot. That is far from the truth, because just the holding of this expo, it is a costly event for the state. But we are not passing down that to anybody. We will be doing that, Nam True Nam Defco, and everybody will be able to benefit. I can tell you, the Agri Expo that was held, the first Agri Expo that was held, I was talking to some of the exhibitors, and you know, I don't want to call the figure, but it was significant to hold a booth and have one of those exhibitions at the first Agri Expo when it was held in Guyana. When we brought ours to Trinidad, we realized that we really want to help our local sector. We want to give them the room for expansion, give them the room for growth, and give them the exposure for marketing opportunities. And the state decided we are going to fit all of those bills. And Jody, you're absolutely right. I spoke to some exhibitors who will be exhibiting here in Agri Expo 2024, who, you know, went abroad and other areas to exhibit. And it is mind-blowing the cost they have to pay to even exhibit. And not only that, even the participants who walk in into the exhibition has to pay an entrance fee. We are saying that ours are totally free. And, you know, hence the reason why the state is putting in a lot of effort into getting our farmers and our agri-entrepreneurs, give them the opportunity to really flourish. And that is something significant. I want to commend Minister Hussein and the Prime Minister for taking that initiative, because, you know, they could have simply said, well, let us offset some of the costs, but it didn't. It's totally free.
Yeah, you know, it is for smaller companies especially, yeah, when it is that it's you and one or two staff members and you're struggling and you really want to get out there, these opportunities really help you to go further. And for those of you who are listening, if you have a small company in the agricultural value chain and you are not registered as an exhibitor, you know, maybe you didn't get to do it in time this year, there may be opportunities in the year to come, but it doesn't mean that you can't still come, attend, and network, because these offer great networking opportunities. And even if you think that you would like to interact in a business-to-business sense, I would say that the Agri Expo has a website. Reach out to them in the contact details and say, listen, I am in the agriculture sector. I would like to meet with certain people who I'm just seeing at groceries or something to help my business grow. And these people are real nice. I think they're going to help facilitate those meetings. So be sure to reach out to them in whatever assistance you need and try to use the 3 days that this exists as networking to grow your business. Because everybody in these expos, honestly, they come open, willing to talk. Even if you've never done this before and you're nervous and you're afraid, come with some of your products, your business cards, and really interact with some of the people there and get it going. Minister, one of the things that I saw in the last expo was that there were a lot of displays there, aquaponics and mushrooms being grown in bags, and there seems to be an aspect of technology that they're trying to showcase.
That's right, Jody. And one thing you would have noticed as well is the government's trust to encourage climate smart agricultural models. And what I mean by that, what I want to say is that out of the, for example, the grant funding, and that is the agro incentive grant up to $100,000 per farmer, what that has encouraged a lot of persons to do is to put in models that are climate smart, that are, you know, risk mitigation towards flooding, towards pests and diseases. Some of these models include your spot on, you know, hydroponics, shade house, greenhouse, stackable farms, aeroponics, aquaponics, all of these integrated models that can now be used on smaller plots of land and be just as productive as open field cultivation. All right. So on display, we have a lot of innovative companies and farmers themselves who will be on display showcasing all of these products. Because, you know, if you ask somebody, you ask a child sometimes, you know, hey, does mushroom grow in Trinidad? And they might say no. But you would be shocked to know how much mushroom farmers we have in this country. And that is something significant. You know, just the whole science of growing mushroom is so attractive to some young people. And then you have the structures of the agro incentive grant. Persons who wants to tap into that, they can meet the actual installers. I remember one company pitching up an actual greenhouse on the Agri Expo compound. And, you know, the amount of business and conversation that generated from farmers, you know, he has done quite well. And so all of these exhibitors, while they're going to have exhibits for us to showcase, I mean, that is the networking opportunity is significant. You get to ask questions. You get to, you know, meet these people, see what they're doing, and really benefit from a lot of information and education. That is the end product in terms of all of this. The government has trust to encourage persons back into the agricultural sector. Of course, all of the state agencies are supportive, and you know, in terms of the Ministry of Youths, their effect of all of their projects. So the young people now, I think, is a lot more acquainted with what is available. And this is something that the government really must be commended for. As a farmer, I mean, I always pride myself, Jody, and you know this. I always say that I am a farmer by profession. And when I go out there and I see farmers doing great things, I mean, it's so heartwarming to see young people, you know, in the agricultural field taking the responsibility, but taking the initiatives to not only stick with the traditional agricultural methods that I would have probably learned from my parents and grandparents, but installing the technology now. I mean, drone technology of fertilizing, apps that on your phone to turn on your irrigation and misting systems. All of these things are now available. And I was telling somebody, you know, I grew up listening and hearing, well, plants need sunlight and soil. Now, Jody, we're in an era where plants does not even require soil or even natural sunlight. If you have LED technology inside of a container or a building, you can grow food. And that is the era we're in now, the technology age. And rather than fight it, you know, we have to find a way to incorporate it into sustainable measures and sustainable models. And that is what the government is doing by having this expo, by exposing persons to all the educational facilities and opportunities. That is something that I feel is going to reach the masses. And of course, you get to come and get a lot of products on sale for very reasonable. I mean, I always talk about the farmers market, where, you know, you get to come and buy the produce directly from the farmers. You get to ask the farmers and be sure that they were NAMDEFCO certified so that they didn't use any toxic chemicals and pesticides and all of that. You get to inquire and then you could really deal directly with the farmers. So this is going to be big. This is going to be big. It's going to have an opening ceremony. The Honorable Prime Minister is due to be there. And of course, a lot of things that, you know, we want to be launching on over the 3-day period. Again, as I mentioned, we just advertised the components of the livestock competition, right? That has sparked so much attention. I mean, you know, my persons will be vying for the first place, Jody. First place is a $50,000 prize for the best dairy cow, the best dairy bull. And then you're going to have a second and third place. You're going to have 4 other categories of livestock. And why livestock? We feel, you know, livestock in this country is important and critical. And we want to put back that level of respect and that level of participation by our livestock farmers. So this is one of the opportunities I can tell you that will go a significant way. It will spark activity. And it is in direct tandem with the government's effort to rid the illegal entry of animals into this country. I'm sure you would have seen and you would have noticed Minister Hussein on the ground in Cedrus with the Pridilasni squad recently, you know, and that whole trust to ensure that the illegal entry of animal doesn't pose a health and security risk to our population. And I want to commend the Pridilasni squad and thank them for, you know, keeping a vigilant eye in the regions and our borders that are allowing some illegal animals and whatnot. It's sad to, you know, see when you seize 40 and 50 animals and these animals have to be euthanized. But at the end of the day, the bigger picture is that, you know, they pose a risk for persons. So that is the livestock push that we are making. So together with removing that illegal entry of animals and then putting things in place for livestock farmers to benefit from, you know, even the livestock and livestock products boards, projects of training and facilitation. Those are the things that we want to see because it's something that sparked a lot of attention. So that is the component of this Agri Expo 2024 that was not there in the last expo. And that is something that is going to be different. And of course, you know, a lot of persons are looking forward to that. People, you know, are looking forward to come and showcase their best and prize animal and be able to win a cash prize so that they can help in further maintenance of their farm, upgrades of their farm, and things like that.
Honorable Minister, you mentioned this point here. Then you mentioned technology before. And on the day itself, a couple of days ago, I met an agronomist, Tariq Ali, who is a contributor on Freedom Morris 6.5 FM. And he was saying that he is actually going to be giving a lecture on, I think, mitigating crop losses and a few other things. I myself will be giving a lecture on the business side. But it sounds to me then that there is an aspect of sustainability in the sector that you all are also trying to address. Is that true?
Yes. So while we concentrate on the exhibitors and the business-to-business meetings and whatnot, what we also hope to accomplish from the perspective of having our experts and our technical experts present and having ministry-related booths and, of course, our corporate booths is to have extension services and training and just knowledge sharing. So it's only if you know, and this is something Minister Hussein always tells us, is only if you know, then you will know what to do. So if you don't know, you will not know what to do. So if sometime, okay, if you have a diseased plant, feel free to bring it to the expo because the ministry's research division is going to be present as well, where they would have their experts there to diagnose your sick plants or, you know, whatnot and be able to identify what pest or what disease this thing has and be able to make a sound recommendation, right? In terms of the whole digitalization efforts of the ministry so that you can access all the goods and services, those things, I mean, I don't want to spill all the activities in terms of what we plan to launch at the event, but these are some of the things that on a sustainable front we look at. And then you always have the issue of the aging farming population. So that when you have all of the program launches for all these young people products, right? These are the things of sustainability. And because I tell people, I mean, whenever you go somewhere and you ask the question, are you willing to be a farmer? Are you willing to have your child as a farmer? If the answer is no, then that is not a sustainable agricultural model, right? You have to have people showing interest. And so having the business to business, having lectures on plant protection, risk mitigation, financing, and all of these areas tie into one big forum, right? That is where people will be exposed to the business side of agriculture. You know, I'm happy to hear that you also being a success story yourself, starting from, you know, almost nothing in agriculture, then building your brand awareness and being, you know, different, creating a niche market, then expanding. I mean, I saw your product, you know, when you were now starting, anytime you went on vacation, you took your product with you, whether it was Alaska, wherever you go, you carry your product and your brand, and you flew the Trinidad and Tobago's flag. So this is what we hope to accomplish by building more entrepreneurs, giving more people the tools and the facility to get into agriculture, become successful. All our state agencies related to agriculture is going to be there. So if you want to talk about funding for agriculture, the Agricultural Development Bank will be there. The NAMDEFCO will be there in terms of assisting for marketing opportunities. The universities are going to be there, all the educational facilities related to agriculture, UE, they'll have their demonstration. The zoo is going to have their educational sessions for the younger ones, the children, the sea animals and whatnot. All right, so our fisheries division is going to be there to speak to the fishermen in terms of what is available to them. All of these things tied into this expo. Of course, the food court. I know we are people that love our food, and there's going to be a lot of local cuisine, a lot of local food on display, samples in terms of vending and all of that. So those are some of the things in terms of a sustainable model. And definitely remember, this is what the Prime Minister would have asked us to do, to have an Agri Expo as an annual event. Just like how you have the Royal Goat Show in Canada every year, you have the Canton Fair in China, you have the Brazilian Agricultural Fair. Trinidad and Tobago will be known for the Agri Expo, and that is something we hope to keep burning in terms of the sustainability of this project. Because as you go through every year, you get new people, new farmers, young blood, new products coming on stream. And we want to be able to showcase that to the world. And that is where the education drive is going to come from, our experts, our technocrats, you know, people like yourself, success stories like you, the agronomists from all the corporate companies. The extension is going to come out and be there. They're going to launch new products. You know, biological control in terms of certain products, all of these things. I think I am certainly looking forward to interacting, and I hope in that 3 days I get to tour every single booth. I know that is something that I always look forward to, and seeing what our citizenry have to offer, and of course our regional players as well would have to offer.
I want to stray just a little bit from the expo, and I'll tell you why it's connected. One of the things is that we have a lot of resources that are untapped by the population that the ministry has put into place. And every single week on the show, I try to encourage people to go and access these resources. So you mentioned on-site training, you mentioned extension. But a lot of people don't know that the ministry has services year-round that train people in different aspects of the agricultural value chain. I've done courses with the ministry, and it was free, how to fix whackers. I've done courses with the ministry for free on how to grow sweet potatoes. I recently started a small farm for one of the businesses that we have, and I was able to go onto the ministry's website and download how-to videos and how to grow tomato. A full sheet, how to grow tomatoes, how to grow patchouli, how to plant it, what to spray, how to till the soil. Like, you know, I want the public to hear from you, Minister, the amount of resources that you all actually have available at the ministry that people can access in terms of training and information on how to grow things and tend for things, and it's there for free year round.
Yeah. And Jody, that's an important point. I mean, I've seen, and this, you know, it really kicked off more during the period of COVID, because of course, you know, our operation agriculture is a very critical one, and almost everybody I know turned into a farmer or a cook during COVID. So coupled with that, you have the ETIS division, the Extension Training and Information Services division of the ministry, which is responsible for all of the programs and projects related to training, education, and sharing of the skill set. So I can tell you, being a YAPA graduate myself, and back then, back in the days, Jody, it was about 10, 15 years ago, I think I was a YAPA student, and it was, you know, on-farm training and classroom setting, and then you get a nice little certificate or course phase one of your course, and we got a nice little small stipend back then and whatnot. Now people are so much in tune with the technology that they want to be, they gravitate towards the online version of schools. Of course, certain things cannot be done online. There are some practical as well. And you know the range. Every month, ETIS Division puts out a schedule of courses. Every month, each month, religiously, in terms of small engine repairs, pepper production, sweet potato production, root crop production, ornamental production, landscaping,
homemade wine.
Homemade wines. I actually went to one that was doing candied fruit, right? I mean, so there's so many different courses that are offered by the ETIS Division online for free, and some of them offer certification. Most of them are the ministry, right? Then the ministry also, we also do soil testing for our farmers. So any farmer, any part of the country can request a soil test, right? Farmers can go to any one of their counties and request the services and the goods of the ministry, whether it be the incentives and subsidy that is related to their primary production, the agro-processing. Then you have the Ministry of Trade and Industry also have a couple incentives and subsidies there for the agro-processors, chocolatiers, and things like that. So the ministry is, we are doing all that we can to really get the population hyped about the agricultural sector. We are doing everything in our authority to make the tools available, give the farmers the resources, and be good farmers at the end of the day. Of course, NAMDEFCO can, they offer the services of certifying farmers, GAP certification, HACCP requirements, global GAP certification. You have CARIRI, also assisting farmers in product development, training, and information in terms of, taking a raw material, carrying it through the stages, doing your nutritional test value on that product, and then being able to put a product on the shelf. So there's so many different arms of the state working in tandem with us at the Ministry of Agriculture in training and education. And that is something that is critical. You have Agricultural Development Bank, which helps farmers, in terms of their record keeping, the financial management, and those types of things. So I encourage people to log on. I mean, I could tell you sometimes I get the complaint that, Minister, as soon as the course advertised, when I try logging in, is because the whole class fill already. You understand? So I told the staff, look, try to make some of the courses recorded. And, it's exactly what you say, how-to videos, do-it-yourself videos. I remember when I toured the St. Augustine Nurseries, I remember one of the grafters there. He took a little video with him grafting a avocado and mango plant. And the ministry shared that in the ministry's page. And in a matter of 1 week, Jody, that video got 1.2 million views. So this means persons are interested in agriculture. Persons want to know more. Persons are very much excited to see something about agriculture. So I feel that is where, we have to really target our young people and our farmers, make them a little more in terms of demanding for the times and using the technology available now. So those are some of the things I really look to see forward and expanding on. So those are the things that people could see expanded on. More courses, more outreach, pre-delastiny, we have more officers, more vehicles, things like that, more interaction with our primary and our stakeholders. That is what people want to see, and that is what the Minister of Agriculture is very much aware of and is putting all the resources in place to ensure that we truly put in our farmers first and put in our stakeholders first.
So for our listeners, a lot of people come to me saying, I want to get involved with agriculture because, one, I think it's a good investment, and two, because I want to do some good, right? It's just something I'm excited about. Come to the expo and just look around. Be part of it. Get ideas. When you're finished, go to agriculture.gov.tt, and there are lots of resources that you can then access. Things like the grants and incentives are all listed there. So if you decide, listen, I now want to invest in a certain type of operation, you can get back money for setting up farms. You can get back money for setting up agro-processing facilities. Things like putting cold storages down, you can get back money for that. Things that, like putting in food safety programs, you could get back money for that. Things like establishing an agro-processing facility, you could get back money for that. You know, so these things exist there. So if you're going to make the investments, be sure to visit the website, because it's money that is there that you can access. And you don't have to be friends and family. Anybody can access it once you go through the right documentation. It's honestly real simple. It's not hard. It's real simple. Just go through the documentation, go to the county offices. The people in the county offices are nice. I've been there myself. I've interacted with them. I've made applications. And started from there. Now, if you want to get into farming right now, again, you go onto the same website. There's a section that says publications, and there are manuals that are available. Hot pepper production, invasive pests, rabbit production, a producer's manual. So even if you don't know anything about these things, there are the resources available. And we are the agriculture sector. We all are, all 1.4 million people of us. So we can all kind of get together, and we can, you know, be part of this and grow this. Minister, one thing I want to get into technically, is there parking available in the Savannah for the expo?
Yes, so we are going to have designated parking areas and quite a huge parking area. In fact, where if you know Queens Park, Savannah, where the farmers market actually takes place on a weekend, you know, that entire area there where the food vending normally would be will actually be part of the parking. And of course, once you go, you know, on the venue, we're gonna have a lot of parking. And the setup is going to be similar to what we had 2 years ago, because we want to maximize the use of all the space, and we certainly have prioritized safety and security. That is, I want to reassure the population of that we are putting all mechanisms in place for proper security and proper arrangements and prioritized parking. So we have certainly learned from the first expo. And all of the changes and adjustments we've had to make, as I said, there's a young team, Minister Hussein, at our office here, you know, Ms. Leah Balkaran, Ms. Kyle Robinson, and the team here from Ministry of Trade and Industry, I must say, Victoria, Candice, all of these young people, you know, from both Ministry of Agriculture and Ministry of Trade and Industry, I want to thank Minister Gopi Schoon. And, you know, a number of our colleagues, all ministers who have participated. We have an inter-ministerial committee with all the major ministers, who Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, Ministry of National Security, Ministry of Health, all of these players. This is a very huge moving part, and it is something that takes a lot of resource from all these key elements to really make this thing happen. Of course, Office of the Prime Minister, we have been liaising with on an ongoing basis to ensure, you know, that we have all that is necessary. So this is something, Jody, I'm looking forward to, and we do hope that, I'm sure, we are going to get a lot more visitors than the last occasion. I mean, I remember we catered for the opening day, we catered for something like 10,000 to 15,000 persons passing through. By the end of the day, when we did our counts, it was close to 20,000-something persons that passed through. And, you know, events like this, people will say, you know, the head of the state would probably, the government, the prime minister might pass through one day and whatnot. I could tell you, Jody, Prime Minister Dr. Rowley passed through the event on every occasion, every day that we were there. So that is the level of commitment, and that is the level of participation from the head and from the government. And that is where, you know, we really want to see full participation from the population. It's a good, as you identified, Jody, it's an excellent family outing. You know, just turn it into a family day outing to spend the day with us. You're going to have entertainment. You're going to have a lot of giveaways. You're going to have sampling. We're going to have, you know, exposure to all of the animal, all of these, the petting zoo. So much things in one location, and, you know, where our farmers are going to be showcased. Something that, you know, we want to instill that level of respect back in our agricultural sector. And we want to give them the just due, because I could tell you, during COVID, a lot of persons were sharing pictures, and I saw my relatives in the States sharing pictures of empty shells with no produce and no food for sale. And I could tell you, our farming population in Trinidad and Tobago ensured that we had round-the-clock food and fresh produce for sale during the entire of COVID. I mean, that to me really says something of our people, and when we bond together and when we unite, you know, and the support from the government that we give, it really translated into, you know, a very success story for us here in Trinidad and Tobago in relation to our food and nutrition capabilities and security. That is what this Agri Expo is going to highlight and identify, and of course create new opportunities for our farmers, our stakeholders.
Okay, so just to recap, because we're almost at 11 o'clock, it's the 16th to the 18th, Queen's Park Savannah, Agri Expo, family event, free to attend. Much of it is air conditioned, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So
yes,
cool.
That's right.
There are washrooms on site.
Yep, washrooms, security, parking.
Samples you're going to be getting, you could buy food. There's entertainment. There are lots of stuff for the kids, from petting zoos, you name it. There are things for you to purchase on site. You know, it's free. I can't stress this enough. And you're honestly going to be spending a full day at the very least here.
Yeah.
So to our listeners, I urge you, come and attend. You're going to leave with so much more knowledge and exposure. The kids are going to be happy that they could have come. Business people are going to be happy because they were able to network with so much other business people. So this is one of the biggest things for the agriculture sector this year. Please be in attendance.
And Jody, not forgetting the competition part of it, where there are actually cash prize of up to $50,000 first place prize. So that's a new feature for this expo, and that's geared towards our livestock farmers. We really want to, show up our livestock farmers, because they are doing great things in the sector.
Yeah, and the cash prize, the number one prize, is first, second, and third. Some of these categories have up to $50,000 prizes. So, I mean, you'll come and attend. If you want information, Ministry of Agriculture has a website. Visit it. Their Facebook page has a website. There's a lot of information there. Tell your friends, tell your family, bring your auntie, bring your uncle, bring your grandma, bring everybody.
Bring
the children. You have any closing remarks for listeners?
Yeah. So, Jody, I just want to take the opportunity to thank you, you know, somebody who I know personally in the agricultural sector, flying the flag of Trinidad and Tobago internationally, worldwide, wherever you go. And, of course, I want to, you know, thank you for exposing this event to your listeners here at Freedom Radio 106.5. I'm very, very happy to be a part of this this expo. I really want to commend Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Keith Rowley and our line minister, Senator the Honorable Haji Kazim Hussein, for the visionary work that they are doing in the agricultural sector. And of course, I want to urge everybody to come out, let it be a family event, participate, and you know, we're gonna see big things from the agricultural sector. I really wish everybody, you know, long life, good health, so that we can see brighter days in terms of the agricultural sector going forward. Thank you, Jody, and may God continue to bless you as well.
Thank you very much. This has been Agribusiness Innovation on Freedom 106.5 FM. Agri Expo, don't forget, 16th to the 18th. Visit the social media pages of the Ministry of Agriculture and their website for more information. Tune in next week for another installment of the show.
Best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.